Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time once again for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax so we can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to be here today with you. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, of course, a radio show host. Also, I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, my fur baby Ginger, of course, the angels, and standing in the background, last but not least, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected when she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and believe it or not, we've been together ever since. Joan, you know, is really amazing, and it is a divine connection that I have with her. She's left the door open, and others, you know, have walked through it on the other side. It has given me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source as well. It provides me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these amazing life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, I had a work background, and it had been in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed or appointed, one or the other, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate body releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the end of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should connect you with DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, DC, it's time for us to hear the messages. So what do you have for us today?
Barbara, I'd just like to say, I don't know if it's your phone or my phone, but you were cutting in and out. And I lost you a little bit here and there.
Huh.
Well, you just cut out again.
And you just cut out.
I heard out. So I don't know, is it your phone or mine? I'm not sure.
Well, I will hang up and call back in.
Okay. Should I start the messages?
Yes, it shouldn't affect you what you do.
Awesome. Well, everybody, I'm guided to read this cute little prayer that I'm sure you've heard before. It starts off, Dear God, please untie the knots that are in my mind, my heart, and my life. Remove the have-nots, the can-nots, and the do-nots that I have in my mind. Erase the will-nots, the may-nots, the might-nots that may find a home in my heart. Release me from the could-nots, the would-nots, and the should-nots that obstruct my life. And most of all, dear God, I ask that you remove from my mind, my heart, and my life all of the am-nots that I have allowed to hold me back, especially the thought that I am not good enough. Amen. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And as I said, I'm sure you've all heard it before. And now I have a beautiful angel coming in, and it's the angel of celebration. And she's with us today. And she's saying, it's time to hold a celebration. Even if you feel you have little to celebrate in your life right now, this angel is coming to encourage you to find something, no matter how, you know, big or small, and celebrate it for all it's worth. And this angel also comes in to remind you that life is meant to be a celebration, and when we choose to find things to celebrate, the universe brings us more and more to celebrate in life. Celebrating is really a state of mind. We can celebrate that we are awake each morning, that we're whole, that we're healthy. We can celebrate that we are able to see. We can celebrate that each day is a brand new day, filled to the brim with potential and possibility. Or alternatively, we can choose to focus instead on all the things that we think are wrong in our lives and forget the good we already have been given. Celebrating can be as simple as giving thanks for each day, for all that we have, and to really feel that thankfulness. Form of celebration. Sometimes, you know, if you really want to just like get that celebration, like, you know, revved up a little bit, you could spray around some beautiful essence around your home that makes you feel good. And, you know, bubbles or lighting a candle, you could burn. Afraid to celebrate anything that you choose. It doesn't have to be big. Just, you know, don't be afraid to celebrate. So this angel, you know, may have come in today because you've been, you know, overworking, maybe you're, and you need a little reminder that you have maybe, you know, you don't think that you have enough money to make the monthly bills. But believe it or not, when we take a little time, you know, to celebrate something that we have in our life, and at times, you know, it's really essential that we take that time and even connect with our inner child and connect with that beautiful joy. We find that, you know, we take that little time out. When we come back, you see it right on track. You see that everything starts to flow. So I know that people are having difficulties in their life. You know, some are taking care of someone, you know, who is ill maybe, and that is really stressful. Or maybe, you know, you have a partner that, you know, doesn't want to listen to you, or someone you feel is like just taking advantage of you. If you get away for even a little while, you know, a walk in nature, any kind of celebration break that you can take, you're going to be in your life, okay? So please, you know, if you've been overworking or just trying to move, to really to help out more with your finances and different things, you really do need to take a little break and just get outside if you can. You know, turn on the radio if you're inside, dance, watch a funny movie. All of these things are going to help you to get on the fast track. And when we celebrate, we find that, you know, our cares and worries don't feel as bad as they did. And we feel that positive energy that comes in. And who, you know, who doesn't want to be filled to the brim with this beautiful energy? And when we are, please, you know, if you're filled to the brim and you have more left over, share it with those around you. And help to just, you know, increase the light and love and the feeling that you are having right now upon everyone you meet. So the angels, you know, want to remind you that this is a time of light and love, and if you've been working towards making changes, you know, you're going to find that your intentions are now manifesting. So this with that warm feeling of gratitude. And please, everyone, get out today and just find something to celebrate. Thank you. Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear you perfectly. Those were the messages. I started off, I don't know if you heard the little prayer, but the little Nat's prayer, and I thought to start off today.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, DC. Okay, so here is the message that Jesus is sending to us right now. Good morning, my beloved. Welcome to a new day in your beautiful, wonderful life. We want you to start each day feeling the beauty and the wonder of your life. We realize that most of you wake up in the morning and you start thinking, okay, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. It's like the moment you open your eyes, you are intensely running that race against time to get everything done that needs to get done. And we invite you to make a little change in your mornings, to wake up in the morning and to just spend 30 seconds being grateful, thanking God for this beautiful, wonderful life that you are living and all of the amazing experiences that you are having. When you do this, it changes how your whole day flows. Because then instead of racing against time, you are encountering miracles and magical moments. You are seeing the beauty in being alive, in being yourself. And the more you are seeing life from that wonder, that excitement, the more wonderful and exciting your life can become. So just make that one little change where you start each day expressing some gratitude, recognizing that you don't need to be in a rut, that it's okay for you to step into life fully and completely open to receiving what is there for you. This puts you in the energy of miracles, of magic, of gratitude, of love. And that attracts more miracles, magic, gratitude, and love into your life. Because remember, it is the energy that you are being that determines what you are experiencing. And we know for some of you, you are having the little conversations in your head with the ego saying, no, 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 this doesn't work. You can't, you can't, you can't. And we encourage you to let that go. Just let it go. Don't argue with it. Just let it go. Because you can. Because there is more to life than you've ever imagined. And because your life really can get better and better every single moment, every single day, it's time for you to start making a choice about what you want to experience. The ego is there, but it is not in charge. Not unless you decide that it is. So start living from your heart. And just let everything else go and experience the beauty and the magic of life in every moment. You are loved and you deserve a beautiful life. Okay, that is what we wanted to share with us.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was awesome. You know what? I was trying to hold it, and I was ready to sneeze. You know, it's really funny because I watched a movie the other night, and it was about those in spirit. And when they were near, people here on Earth were sneezing. So whenever I sit, like where I am now, you know, whether I'm doing the show or getting ready for the show, I do let out really big sneezes. So
oh
I think
goodness.
This is my gathering. I think this is my gathering spot for spirit. So I apologize in advance if I begin to sneeze. It's just that those on the other side are, you know, around and they're joining us.
Okay. Well, we
my husband also he didn't watch
for your sneeze,
Barbara.
Huh?
Yeah, my husband did not watch the movie, but he said he too was sitting here reading the morning paper and he started to sneeze. I do
well,
feel like it's you know, we have our dining table. I feel like my dining table, you know, those in spirit are just sitting comfortably and they're listening and enjoying the company, I guess, and that's okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, so Barbara. Ginger, Auntie Ginger, she's saying, hi, you know, it's been a while since, you know, we really connected. And she's saying, she sees a beautiful lion around you. And, you know, the lion, of course, is telling you, you know, to have the courage to ask what you're wanting. Okay? And she's saying, you know, maybe you have to speak a little bit more directly and a little bit more clearly and really state what you want. Okay? So I don't know if you've been doing that and that. You know, in that way.
Okay.
But she's saying, you know, it could be, you know, like, even she's saying practice it everywhere you go, though, you know. Even if you go out with a friend for a bite to eat, you know, say really, you know, firmly, please pass the salt. Or, you know, just whatever it is, you know. And she's saying, like, it's sort of like you're, like, a little apprehensive that you're not, you know, really asking for exactly what you're wanting. And she's saying, you know, my mom, DC, always reminds people, like, when she's talking about relationships, that she invites them out for a bite to eat, and they're in this little restaurant. And she's saying my mom always, you know, is really precise about her order. You know, she'll order a hamburger, well done, you know, pickles, onions, maybe lettuce, a little bit of ketchup. And she's saying, maybe if it was you with her, Auntie Barbara, you said, you know, just give me a hamburger. Well, she's saying, chances are you're not going to get exactly what you're wanting. So she's asking you not to be afraid and really express your wants and make them really clear, okay? And
okay.
And she's saying the lion is with you to really be, you know, ferocious, courageous, and really to help you to express those desires. So don't be afraid to ask for what you're wanting.
Alrighty, I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, and now it's time for our callers to express what they want. So if you have dialed in and you have a question or you just want a message, be sure and press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on my studio board, so that we know that you have a question. And if you have already pressed the number 1, okay, I think 2 of you pressed 1 after I said to press 1, but you'd already pressed 1, and so it took you off of the list. So area code 859, I think you had pressed 1, and you unpressed 1. So if you have a question or want a message, please press 1 again so that we know. Okay. I know, it gets so confusing sometimes. All right, so then we will go to the caller from area code 859 because you've been waiting for a while here. And hold on, let me click on you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, my name is Jessa, and currently I'm in Texas.
Okay, and what can we do for you today?
I'm in a period in life where it's literally just like all transitions, and I'm nervous and scared about everything.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of messages we are getting for you about all of this. Stacy?
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry, I did not hear your name when you said it.
Oh, my name is Jessa.
Okay, wonderful. You know, the first thing, my dog Ginger is coming in. My dog Ginger was with me the whole entire time when I was learning, and I, you know, a lot of the time I spent with Barbara on the other end of the phone, just like you. So my dog has learned, like, everything that I've learned. And she wants to ask you, hon. She's saying, have you been in the house too much? She's saying, you really need to get outside a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, because she's saying, you know what, Mom? She's having trouble focusing. She's not concentrating right, you know. And she's saying, you know, come out with me. I'll join you. And she wants you to just get outside and, you know, feel the grass on your feet and, you know, smell the air and look to the sky and, you know, feel how warm the sun feels. She's saying you really got to get outside for a little while and sort of, you know, you've been living inside. You've been living inside your mind, your body, your spirit, and you need a little bit more balance, okay? So she's saying when you get outside and you connect with Mother Nature, you know, you have the benefit of her healing gifts, okay? So please try to get outside a little bit because presently you have like a little bit of disconnect because you've been in too long, okay?
Yeah.
And if you can get outside a little bit, you know, you're going to come in and you're going to feel that connection, okay? You're really going to feel that connection. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to see now. That was Ginger, and she said, you know, thank you for calling in. Okay. So what I'm getting, okay, do you have any interest? Are you, like, taking courses right now, or were you thinking about taking some courses?
Yeah, I'm in my last semester of college.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling that, you know what, you're in your last semester, but you're not going to stop learning. You're going to be learning continually. You're always going to want to, you know, take maybe a class or a seminar or something. And that's part of your purpose on Earth is to really like to, you know, to learn lessons and to overcome, you know, life's challenges. And I just see you're growing like wiser and wiser. So just know that this time right now, as you are learning, this is a time of rapid learning. Okay? So whatever it is that you're thinking about, you know, like, you know, your career, you know, what you're wanting to do, relationships, there are a lot of karmic lessons there for you, okay? So just
okay.
Be open to the information that comes your way. There's going to be signs, and there's the angels are sending you signs continually. And you may actually feel, you know, that, you know, those in spirit, even your divine team, they're around you. You may feel their presence and know that they're helping you. Okay? So, getting this might be a time that, you know, you should wait for a little bit more information on something that you've been thinking about. Okay?
Okay.
Angels are showing me. Okay. And I'm also getting, you've got to accept yourself and everything in your life the way it is right now. No matter what's going on, before you can really, like, move forward and heal, you are in need of a little healing, okay? So there's no, you know, there's no need to look backwards, you know, and really don't look too far forward because, you know, all we have really is, like, right now, we have today, okay? So this is, you know, a time to just accept the journey you're on and, you know, for whatever it is, for what, you know, whatever it is, I guess, whatever it isn't, and, you know, just keep going forward. But right now, the angels are asking you to place, you know, your hand on your heart, whatever hand you'd like, and just say, I love you. Tell yourself, I love you. You could say it out loud. I love you.
I love you.
I accept you.
I accept you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
I felt a beautiful vibration while you were saying that, okay? So
thank
let
you.
Those words, you know, permeating throughout your body and your life, and it's going to help you to move forward with acceptance and gratitude, okay? And, again, this is a time of healing, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Barbara to come back, and Jesus is going to join her, hon, okay?
Okay.
God
thank
bless.
You.
Okay, Jessa. We're going to do some statements. This is talking to your innate body, and I consider the innate body kind of like your spiritual consciousness. But it is connected with every part of you. So when you are doing the statements that we are going to be doing, it is working on every part of you, your physical body, your mind, your past lives, your Akashic records, you know, every place where you exist. So I will make the statements, and then you will repeat what I say out loud. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I release confusion.
Dear innate, I release confusion.
Dear innate, I release overwhelm.
Dear innate, I release overwhelm.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Okay, there's some more stuff. Hold on for me. Wait for it to come. Dear innate, I give myself permission to move forward.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to move forward.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my success.
Dear innate, I accept my success.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Take a nice deep breath. And how do you feel?
Better. Thank you.
And you can make these statements to your innate body anytime that you want to. Let's say you're in a situation where you're, I don't know, taking a test, and the test feels like, oh, my gosh, I don't think I can do this. You can simply say, dear innate, I release the fear about this test. Dear innate, I release any confusion about this test. And just clear out all of that negativity, and then you can just take the test and know that you know the answers. So this
Thank
is just
you.
One of the tools that you can use, you know, to change any situation, any moment in your life. All right, so here is your message from Jesus, my beloved one. You are in one of those transitional periods in your life where you are transitioning from being a student to being out in the workforce, doing what it is that you want to do every day of your life. We want you to remember that you are still choosing what you are doing. And just because you have gone to school and learned a particular aspect or trade or career path, that does not mean that that is what you have to do forever. If you find that you don't actually like what you have chosen, you can change your mind. You always have the freedom to choose what is right for you. So do not ever believe that you are stuck with something because that is what you went to school for. Embrace yourself. Embrace the knowledge within you because you have more knowledge than what you learned in your classes. And start creating the life that reflects the truth from your heart. When you do that, you are creating a life that you can love, a life that will bring you joy, a life that you will anticipate every moment of. That is the way life is meant to be. It is not about suffering and struggling and trying to figure things out. Release all of that. It is about being the truth of who you are. That is what is important. So make sure you are always coming from that aspect of you that knows the truth of who you are. You are doing great. and your life will be great. And you are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And it feels like you are going to have a wonderfully successful life, so enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, our next caller is from 11111111111. Hi, who's this?
I am the one on the oneness.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I am extraordinary.
Good.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Yes, it's a beautiful day.
It is, and it's so wonderful to hear that you are full of wonder. Hi, Magical DC Love.
Hello, hello, Queen. Ginger is coming in and asking you to be prepared for what you've asked for and trust in the divine.
All right.
So what is she saying? You know, she's excited. So she's saying, Queen, you know, get ready, but be prepared, okay?
All right.
And what I'm getting now for you, I'm just, oh, my gosh. I, you know, she's just showing me like there's a wolf around you. So
did you
the
say
wolf
a wolf?
Is showing me that a wolf, yes. Does that
wolf
resonate with
okay
you?
Not yet, but we'll see.
Okay. I'm getting that people may sort of like not, you know, like really see your full value. Sometimes you're just really quiet and they don't really, you know, they don't really connect with the real essence of Queen. Does that make sense to you?
You got that right. But they find out. They eventually do.
Yeah. So you do have that beautiful, beautiful wolf. And the wolf, like yourself, has the most amazing eyes, Queen.
Mm.
But it's just spectacular wolf. And it's with you at this time. And I'm also getting this prosperity coming your way. Everything that you're, you know, asking for, everything that you're needing, you just have to keep honoring, you know, what you're, you know, what it is that is within, what's in your heart, what's in your soul. And, you know, make sure that your thoughts are always, you know, positive, because it's sort of like there's a little genie in a bottle next to you. And we want to make sure that, you know, you're not saying what you don't want, because the genie can't decipher between what is wanted and, you know, what you, you know, what you do and you don't want. So if you happen to think of something like, you know, thoughts of lack or something like that, immediately stop, start over, and think about abundance, okay? Because that little genie is like standing right next to you, and you're just ready, you know, I'm just saying, you know, there's like a cornucopia of prosperity, and it's for you, okay? So listen and honor what's in your heart, Queen, what your passion is, and you're going to see there's going to be windfalls and success coming your way, okay? Ginger's saying, but Auntie Barbara has to come in, Queen, because there is, in fact, something within you. There's some kind of negative money thoughts and beliefs, and we want to heal that so that prosperity can come to you so much faster. So we're going to call in Auntie Barbara, and we're going to call in Jesus to heal Queen's negative money thoughts and beliefs.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Well, let's tap in and see exactly what they're telling me. And, of course, we're going to probably do those dear innate statements, and you know how those work. So, dear innate, I release all known and unknown negative money beliefs.
Dear innate, I release all known and unknown negative money, release.
Okay. It's like a corkscrew is unwinding or something like that. That's what it feels like. How do you feel?
I feel opulent. You know, today and yesterday, and a few days prior, and I had been gathering some muscadine fruits, and some of them I had planted, and many of the vines that I'm surrounded by are just growing and awaiting fruit to come. And I was talking about the opulence and the abundance that is around me, the wealth that I have that's just coming in. I don't have to do anything but allow it to be. And DC was saying about the cornucopia, and I have waiting to go up for my next YouTube about I can't think of her name, the one who carries the cornucopia. I can't think of her name, but anyway, I have a video going up for her. So I'm in the money flow, and as we journey through life, we should always be on guard, in tuned with greater possibilities of unlimited wealth and opulence. I'm ready. I am ready to receive more.
Wonderful. Okay, let me check in and see if there's anything else we need to release.
And her name is Fortuna. That's her name, Fortuna, the goddess Fortuna.
And you know what, also, not only Fortuna, but you also have the goddess Abundanacia with you, Queen.
Well, she has come before, and I shall honor her as well on my site.
Yeah, because she too is bringing that beautiful cornucopia, and she's just pouring it your way. And she's talking about something new you're starting. Is there some kind of new business or something that you're starting?
That would be my book. That would be my my books, my authorship, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, that's what I wanted to give you. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you.
Okay, there's one more statement. Dear Innate, I release all of my past perceptions of money.
Dear Innate, I release all of my past perceptions of money.
All right. All right, and you have a message, and it is from okay, you mentioned two different beings connected with abundance and cornucopias and all of that, and it's one of them. I can't tell which one it is. It may be the two of them entwined, so I'll just relay the message. My beautiful, beloved one, your life is going to be filled with more and 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 more of the beautiful things that you desire, the beautiful things that you are, the beautiful things that you are attracting into your life. It is all based on who you are being. You know this. You've known this for so long. And you are seeing it becoming more and more true in every single moment. Because you are letting go of what used to be. And that is wonderful. And you are moving forward into what is and what you desire. And that is wonderful. Continue to let go. Let go of anything that pops into your mind. Anything and everything, just let go. even if it seems like it's something good and you're thinking, I shouldn't let go of anything good, let it go anyway. Just let it go. Because the more you are letting go, the more you are freeing the space and opening yourself up for having what you truly desire. All of your dreams, all of your wishes are coming true. So don't ever hesitate to just let go so that you can receive everything that is there for you. And that's what they wanted to tell you.
I thank each and every one of y'all for participating in this beautiful experience.
As Barbara was channeling that beautiful message, you have a hummingbird. Just like she's flying around you, and she's letting you know that you are a messenger of hope and jubilation. And she's saying, joy is around the corner, Queen. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. And stop waiting and go for it, okay?
All right, and one, a hummingbird, they're around, but one came to my porch a couple of days ago to say, good day.
She's
thinking
about inspiration, renewal, Queen. She's saying that you help others. You seek out those that need inspiration and renewal, and you bring out the best in them. And she's just, wanting you to start manifesting your dreams, and actively and aggressively pursue them to make them your reality, okay? And this is a really joyful time for you. And, the waiting is over, Queen. She's saying, stop waiting. Just go for it, okay?
Yes. Yes, thank you, magical one.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you, Queen, for coming in and bringing us your beautiful energy for today. We always love that.
Oh, it is my pleasure and honor to be able to share sacred space with all of you here. Namaste.
Wonderful. Namaste.
Namaste.
And now our next caller is from area code 111. 111111. But I know it's not Queen because we just talked to her.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy. How are you?
I'm fine, Stacy. How are you?
Good. I'm just calling to see if there are any messages for me.
Okay.
Or should I ask a question?
That is up to you.
So let's see. Messages. I think I'm on the right path, and I'm not looking back anymore.
Okay. Well, let's see what
kind
of messages
no
we're getting.
No circumstances. Huh?
Let's see what kind of messages we're getting about that then.
All right.
Okay. Hi, Stacy. This is DC. The first thing that I'm getting is that your chakras are a little bit out of alignment as we're connecting. Okay, and that in turn makes your life, a little out of balance, okay? So
yeah.
It's perfect timing for you to call in. You need a healing, and also, beside the healing, you've got to really prioritize, okay?
Uh-huh, yes, I totally agree.
Are you aware of what the chakras are?
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay, well, I was just asking, the chakras, if you were aware what they were, they're the seven, main, chakras, the seven little energy centers within our body. And, when they're out of when they're not in perfect balance, it can cause so many symptoms, anywhere from sadness to actual, okay?
Yes.
But what I want
uh-huh.
to do is, okay, I need to bring Barbara and Jesus in. Because you really need a chakra balancing and healing right now, okay? And
okay.
Just know that you deserve it, okay?
Thank
and then
you.
You're asked to get your priorities, into alignment, stay focused, and you've got to have a little bit more balance between giving and receiving. You can't be giving as much if you're not receiving, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus, and I thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are going to make some of those dear innate statements like I've done with everybody else.
Uh-huh.
And so I will make the statement, and then you will repeat it out loud.
Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I bring my life into balance.
Dear innate, I bring my life into balance.
Dear innate, I release all doubts and fears.
Dear innate, I release all doubts and fears.
Dear innate, I release all apprehension.
Dear innate, I release all apprehension.
Dear innate, I release all of my old ways of being.
Dear innate, I release all of my old ways of being.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels awesome.
Okay, and
it feels really great.
We're going to let Archangel Michael pour his wonderful chakra cleaning mix down through your crown chakra, and it will go
okay.
through all of your chakras and bring them all back into balance and alignment, and he's doing that right now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I can feel it moving through me. All right, so here is your message from Jesus. So here we go. My beloved one, you are on this beautiful path, this path where you are really, truly creating the life that you want to have. And we encourage you to continue on that path and to just let go of anything that comes up, any obstacles, any old beliefs, any worries, doubts, or fears. Just let them go. Use those dear innate statements to release anything that gets in your way. Because you are meant to be amazingly successful. You are meant to have a phenomenal life where you get to experience all of the joy and magic of living in every moment. That is what you are here for. That is what you are going to be showing other people so that they can change their lives as well. But it is important for you to focus on you and to be the very best that you can be. And that is how you will do it. You are loved, and you are surrounded by beautiful angelic beings who are here just to assist you. You are loved, and you can do this. You truly can. And that's what he wanted to tell you.
All right. I love it. Sounds awesome.
Yes, it feels awesome, too. So
it feels great.
Get out
yes,
here.
It does.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys.
Well,
thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And have a great
okay,
day.
You bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we are going to our next caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi. It is... wonderful woman.
Certainly is, Mike.
And what's up with you today, wonderful woman?
I think just the general. I've been having trouble just calming my energy the last couple days. Very strung out. I think I've been a little bit addicted to the internet and email, and somebody's helping me with Instagram. So it's just, I'm just sort of like on high alert the last couple of days. It's uncomfortable.
Okay. Okay. Do you see,
okay.
What are you getting for?
Yeah. You know what? For our beautiful Wonder Woman, I just want you to just calm down a little bit. Ginger's with me and she's saying, girlfriend, it's going to be all right. You're like a phoenix rising. Okay. Things, you know, are a little bit crazy right now. They may be feeling like, oh, my gosh, they're falling apart. But they're actually falling together, okay? So That's why you have like that strange feeling. It's sort of like you're breaking those old cycles of your life, you know. Things are, you know, falling away. Okay, at times you might think, oh my gosh, I this is crazy. Well, just, you know, let go, get out in nature for a while. But just know that, you know, there's going to be a little bit of chaos around you. And if there's any feelings that you have within, let them surface and let them come up so they can be healed. Don't try to suppress them. Okay, the universe is going to excite you. There's going to be so many different opportunities that are coming your way that you could not even have imagined. So you've got to let go right now. You've got to trust, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things is that I keep getting ideas of, like, more stuff to do. Like, okay, let me send this event idea to this naturopath I work with in Connecticut. Maybe I can do an event with him on the way back from Rhode Island. Or then let me contact other horse stables and in Rhode Island, and let me see if I can connect and do events there while I'm in Rhode Island. And it's like all this like hyper like energy of like go, 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 like do this, do that. And it's like I just can't. I'm like today I'm really tired. I mean, I really am just resting.
Well, you know what, you're so filled with all these new ideas and everything. It is really overwhelming. And Ginger is saying, you know, you've got to have a little bit more fun. And you sort of got to, you know, like I was talking, you know, the angel of celebration came in. You've really got to learn to celebrate more. And it's not like you need something specific to celebrate. You know, if you think about it, every day there's something that you can celebrate, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just see life as a party and just, you know, start to celebrate, okay? And Ginger's been connecting with everyone, and she's at times she likes to give them an essential oil blend. And she's saying, you know, the uplifting blend would really help you right now at this time to really help you to celebrate and, you know, and really see how amazing, you know, your journey is. And there's nothing to be, you know, like there's a little bit of fear in you too, like there's a little bit of fear and everything, to just let go of that. Okay, and you're going to feel like, wow, this is really a cool journey, and I feel like so in alignment, and you know what, this is fun, okay? So when you think about, like, what you're describing, the events and things, always, you know, think about how much fun it's going to be, okay?
You're making me teary. Yeah, it hasn't really.
It's not the most hard, you know? So Ginger is giving you a little homework. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She wants you to think about and write down, like, what it is that you're afraid of and you won't let go of, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, you could write them down from, you know, the worst, you know, the worst fears to the smallest fears, okay? And then, you know, think about, like, each fear and, you know, what would be, like, you know, like a gift that you would receive when you face that fear.
Okay? Right, okay.
And as you're writing them, you may actually feel parts of your body where the fear lies, okay? And just, you know, say to yourself, I'm willing to let this fear go.
Okay?
So you've got to let that sensation of fear out of your body, okay? And you could let it, you know, you could let it just, you know, go into the palms of your hands and just envision it, you know, and you could see that fear, you know, being taken away. You see an angel coming down, and you're putting that fear in this beautiful box. You're surrendering it all, you know, to the divine. And you see it flying away. And just keep surrendering as much as you have to. And with that being said, you still, you know, you still need a little work because I could feel the fear in your breath. We're going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus, okay?
Yeah, I feel it in my throat. It's interesting because I go through so many emotions of like I'm really excited and it feels so natural. And then I go into this, oh, my God, you know, people like, oh, my God, people are going to be looking at me like I usually try to hide. And now they're like promoting the events and like people are going to come. And then there's like fears of like, well, what if people don't come and no one has signed up yet? And then like yesterday I was driving home from the beach and there was like this like rage anger that came up of like and just deep sadness of like, I've done all this stuff and all this stuff is happening. And then it's like, I need more money to like, I really think that my body needs a massage like every week. Cause I get like, there's, I just go so hard on all this stuff. And like, I just, you know, like I need to pick up food more. Like I just need pampering more. And I just, there's just so much sadness and anger still of like, dude, where the fuck is this money? And like, I know that that's not the way to be, but like, it's August 23rd, and you know, then I start doing the countdown, and
okay,
I've been trying to maintain my emotions all month, and it's like, hey, Spirit, I need $1,300.
Okay, but you know what, you're trying to suppress your emotions. We don't want to suppress them. We want to let them go.
No, I was letting it out. Don't you hear I'm crying?
Let them out.
I'm letting it out.
Got some like way deep within you though that you're suppressing, and we've got to get down there and we let them out. And Ginger's saying kick fear in the ass, you know. Give it a good kick. Kick it in the ass.
Okay.
Okay, and we're gonna bring in Barbara and Jesus, and Joan Rivers has on her shit kickers. So if you need a little extra help, she's there with you. Okay. Okay, Barbara.
All right, so I'm getting several dear innate statements. Okay.
There
so
you are. I lost you for a second. Okay.
Okay. We're going to say several dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I deserve a better life.
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 Dear innate, I release the need to chase what I desire.
Dear innate, I release the need to chase what I desire.
Dear innate, I don't need to chase.
Dude, I go back and forth from just chilling out to fucking chasing. It's a mess. Dear innate,
oh,
I don't need to chase.
You're chasing.
Dear innate, I release the chase.
Dear innate, I attract what I desire.
Oh, dude, fuck that. It's so hard to teach this stuff. I really fucking hate it. Okay, what do we say? Dear innate, I attract what I desire.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to attract what I desire.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to attract what I desire.
Dear innate, I release working hard.
Dear innate, I release working hard.
Dear innate, I choose to hardly work.
I want that. Dear innate, I choose to hardly work.
you know, it brought up so much anger dealing with this girl who's promoting because she hardly works. And I don't think it's on intention, but she was like, she's like hardly available. And then I feel like at her beck and call when she does email so that I can like, whatever, get a flyer for her or like answer her questions so that the event can go on. And I'm so fucking sick of that.
Dear Renee, I take back my power.
Dear Innate, I take back my power.
Dear Innate, no one else controls me.
Dear Innate, no one else controls me.
Dear Innate, I do what is right in the moment.
Dear Innate, I do what is right for me in the moment.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear Innate, I am not controlled.
Dear Innate, I am not controlled.
Dear Innate, I follow my heart.
Dear Innate, I follow my heart.
Dear Innate, I release ego.
Dear Innate, I
just take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It's okay. It's like the other thing that has that came up when you were talking, like at the end here, is like, you know, when I'm looking into planning this event, like now I'm looking into like, oh, and what am I gonna do? And it's like, and then I started looking at like, being, because it's just maybe, and but it's like, that's not traveling. Like you're kind of sitting among people cluttered shit. Like I can't do that. And I also want to bring my dog with me, and I don't feel comfortable like leaving the dog at someone's place during the day, because like. I don't know who, it's not safe, I don't think, to walk into one of the places. So it's like, just get the type of hotel that you want. Do you really can't make me sick? I have snacks, like, when driving and stuff, and it's also, like, a security thing for my thing. Just to have food on me at all times. Like a past life thing, I guess, too. And like I just want luxury. Like I want things to be taken care of. I'm gonna be like working the whole time. And then like I don't wanna like be driving a half an hour to my hotel because then with traffic it's like 45 minutes or an hour. And then like worrying about my dog when I'm away or like worrying about I'm gonna
Okay, are you there? Okay, you're cutting out, and now you've cut out and you're gone. I hope you can hear me. They're saying that the one thing you need to say is, Dear Innate, I release the limitations to my own greatness.
year is a release of limitations to my own greatness.
Because that is what all of these fears are doing. It's actually keeping you small, keeping you contained. So you may want to say that phrase over and over again for an hour or two is what I'm getting. So that you can clear out all of the fear and all of that garbage about, you know, this might happen or that might happen and all of that yuckiness. Just keep saying, dear innate, I release the limitations to my own greatness. And just say that over and over and over and over for 2 hours.
Well, I'll do that. Yeah, because I would say, well, just go spend money on what you want. Do the luxury. Like, it's not even luxury. It's just living fucking normal. Go out to eat. And go, you know, get the hotel where you want and bring the fucking dog and, like, just do that. But it's just, I just have all these programs running up like, that's not smart. You should be making more money on the event than expenses that you're paying. It's like, this is all this shit.
Yeah. Those are the limitations that you've had in you for all these times. So just let them go. Release all of the limitations to your own greatness, and you will feel so much better, and you will find that things flow, and you don't have to struggle, and you don't have to work so hard. It doesn't have to be a battle. Life is not meant to be a battle. So just let all of that go.
Dear Renee, I release life being a battle, the belief that life has to be a battle. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm going to have some ice cream now.
Hey, that sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, both of you guys.
You're welcome. Okay. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that is our show for today. And for some reason, Blog Talk has kicked DC out of the show. And so I will say goodbye to everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And we will talk to you again on Tuesday. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.